Okay, our friends. So today we are doing something we haven't done in a very long time. And that is, we're reading from a storybook. That's right, we've got a brand new storybook. It is called the Disney Bedtime Favorites book. And just so you know, you've got the right one. I'll post a picture of it on my Instagram. And I'll also post this book on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you would like to get a copy of this book, and then you can follow along with us as we read, you can do so. So today's book, this story, let's see if I can tell you, was actually, this is the fourth edition of this book. It was published in June of 2020. And we are reading the very first book in the story, which is called Winnie the Pooh, What Good Friends Do. And it is read today by Mommy. And
the Not Smart Fishy.
The Not Smart Fishy.
Wait, who am I again?
I don't know. The Not Smart Fishy. Watch out, fishy. Don't do anything silly.
Okay, I think I might go into that cave. Swim, swim, swim.
Oh boy. Friends, you never know who it's going to be. Are you ready, fishy?
Yes. All right. It turns out the cave's a shark.
Be careful out there, fishy. Here we go, friends. One night in the 100-acre wood, a nervous piglet could not sleep.
Oh, dear,
Piglet said.
I'd better just stay here until morning, keeping watch for Huffalumps and Woozles and other creatures that come out at night.
He's scared. The next morning, Pooh knocked on Piglet's door, but there was no answer. Ever curious, Pooh opened the door and stepped inside. He found his friend shivering beneath the covers.
Oh, bother, said Pooh. What's the matter, Piglet?
Don't you hear it, Pooh?
Asked Piglet.
I do hear it, said Pooh, and it sounds lovely to me.
All Pooh could hear was the birds.
Not the birds, Pooh, said Piglet. It's the Woozles and the Huffalumps that set their traps inside my house.
I don't see anyone in here except you and me, Piglet, said Pooh.
How can that be? Asked Piglet. I'm sure they are here. Those creatures kept me up all night.
Perhaps you were dreaming, said Pooh. Let's look around to make sure they're not here.
There's a lot of wisdom there.
What's that whooshing and whistling? Cried Piglet. It's the wind blowing through your curtains, Pooh said. Are you sure? Asked Piglet. It sounds rather woozlish to me.
If there was a woozle about, I think I would know it, Pooh said.
Soon, Rabbit stopped by with some freshly picked apples. That sounds delicious, doesn't it? Just then, a horrible banging and clanging began, sending Piglet beneath a chair.
I believe your pipes need some tightening, said Rabbit. My toolkit and I will be back in a jiffy.
They heard a plip, plip, plop throughout the kitchen. Pooh went over to Piglet's sink and turned the faucet left and right.
That should do the trick, he said.
I do hope Rabbit hurries, said Piglet. All these noises are making me nervous.
Pooh turned to his friend.
I think I know a way to help, Piglet. What if you pretend to be brave, even if you're really not?
Piglet considered this.
What good is pretending when there are Heffalumps and Woozles about?
Well,
Pooh said,
perhaps you might get so busy being brave that you forget that you're pretending, and then you can go on being brave.
Pooh spent the rest of the noisy day at Piglet's.
Oh, dear Pooh,
said Piglet.
I'm not pretending to be brave very well, am I?
I'll keep watch tonight, Piglet,
said Pooh, tucking Piglet into bed.
Maybe we can try pretending in the morning.
But soon...
He thinks there's a Woozle under his bed.
He thinks, yeah, in the picture we can see that Piglet imagines when he gets into bed, there's a Woozle underneath it. But soon Piglet heard a strange sigh, followed by a long snore. Carefully, on his tippy toes, Piglet made his way over to Pooh's chair, and sure enough, the strange sounds were coming from Pooh.
That's funny, said Piglet. Pooh sounds just like a Woozle when he snores. But I'd better let him sleep. I'll keep watch myself.
In the morning, Pooh awoke to find Piglet outside, waving a broom in the air.
Look, Pooh, I'm shooing these blackbirds away. They've been cawing and screeching at me.
Well, that was very brave, wasn't it? Pooh looked at his friend.
Let's take a walk. When you see there's nothing scary out there, it might help you feel brave.
Piglet stopped to admire a butterfly and then noticed he was alone. Just then, Piglet heard a strange humming sound.
Pooh,
he whispered.
Is that you?
When there was no answer, Piglet began to shake.
He quickly hid behind a thick oak tree. Be brave, be brave, be brave,
Piglet said to himself again and again. Piglet took 3 deep breaths. I'm going to guess he does it like we do, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And then he stepped out from behind the tree.
Be brave,
he whispered. Piglet walked on bravely looking for Pooh. He listened closely when he heard the curious crunching and scrunching.
I'm not afraid,
Piglet told himself.
It's just some birds, or squirrels, or mice, or... Pooh, is that you?
Yes, it is me, Piglet, said Pooh. The leaves are making quite a racket today, but you didn't hide. You didn't shout or cry. You are very brave. However did you do it?
I'm not sure,
said Piglet.
I wasn't even pretending. I just told myself that I wasn't afraid.
Pooh hugged his friend.
I couldn't have done it without you believing in me, Pooh. That helped me believe in myself,
Piglet said.
Well, said Pooh, that's just what good friends do.
And it is what good friends do. What do you do when you feel afraid?
When I'm not feeling brave, mm-hmm. I either hide in my bed till I'm not afraid, but if I feel brave enough, I either yell for my mommy or get out of my beddy and swim to my mommy.
Just like you would expect a fish to do.
Because I am a fish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that, my good friends, is...
Fishy Wishy.
The end.